You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Insurrection Anniversary, January 6th edition. And we're in the 4 o'clock Happier Happy Hour. Can't say I'm feeling overly happy today, but we did have a fine guest. She just left us. She is Wisconsin State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski. I like her quite a bit. She is a U.S. senatorial candidate. She's going for the seat currently held by Ron Johnson. It's got lots of competition in the primary, but Sarah's one of the, let's call her part of the top tier of candidates. And during this segment, we're going to take some phone calls, at least if you dial us up at 844-967-2789. Your opinions do matter here. And we're going to name some names. We're going to talk about Wisconsin's January 6th collaborators. And I got to give credit to Batman, Matt Rothschild, at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. This was information I was looking for. We talked about the insurrectionist list. Over 1,000 Republicans on a state level, state by state, well, they participated in this January 6th. So anyways, be patient. Just for a few more minutes, I'm going to name some names right here on Devil Radio and WAUK 540 AM, our new affiliate in Waukesha, and there's 101 FM, The Shaw. And anyways, I wanted to address something just for a minute. I've had a number of people, and we've had tons of people congratulatory messages. Now I'm having a hard time talking. Nice thoughts, nice sentiments. And a lot of people have asked me, Crudy, what can I do to help? The truth, it's finally back on the airwaves. You know, the literal truth. We're trying to tell the truth here. I did an interview for a local Waukesha outfit, a news outfit today. And they asked me, you know, what's the most important thing to you? I said, truth. The truth is the most important thing. My credibility, the words I speak on this microphone, are the most important thing I have to offer you. My word is bond. A Lannister always pays his debts and all that kind of stuff. So anyways, people have been asking me, how can you help? And here's the easy answer. Send money. Send money. Devil Radio 92.7, there's a support the station tab. No, I'm not broke. We've obviously made some big moves and we're spending money out of both pockets. We've got lots of expenditures, you know, radio stuff and office furniture and leases and all that kind of stuff. And just because I'm not broke today, I got a friend in journalism I also had a conversation with today. He congratulated me as well. Thanks, Pat. And Pat said, you know, guys like us, we're trained as journalists. And journalism has changed. And it's strange. Supported journalism, quote unquote, you know, mainstream journalism. Well, it's different now. And if you want the truth, sadly, you got to get it from a subscription-based news service. Because free media is going by the wayside. Well, you can hear us for freezies right here on Devil Radio 92.7, AM 540, and the Shaw 101 FM, and technically WTTN 1580 AM. And you also hear me on a number of affiliates around the nation. And I feel good. I have a very important role, and I bear a lot of responsibility for the outcome. At least I feel like I do. My obligation to the state of Wisconsin, to anyone that can hear my voice right now, get the truth out there. And this is how I do that. So if you want to know how you can help, the easy answer, send money. Send money. We will spend it towards making radio. We will spend it towards telling the truth. Because when I get up in the morning and I hear the strong words of my president, Joe Biden, he's awesome today. Joe Biden killed it today. And then I turn on right-wing talk radio, see what response they have. Those that even acknowledge it is January 6th, you know, not crapping on Joe Biden for the COVID numbers or whatever else they find to talk about, because they certainly don't want to talk about the Capitol insurrection. But right-wing talk radio, right here in the state of Wisconsin, was leading this morning by telling us, oh, no, January 6th, no big deal. No big deal. No one's been charged with insurrection, so therefore it's not an insurrection. See, vocabulary, words matter. Well, I guess they've settled it then. I guess Dan O'Donnell cleaned his conscience. But my competitors in this industry, and there are 81 of them doing what I do right here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't mean hosts. I mean radio stations. 81 right-wing radio stations. 235 hours a day. And they ain't exactly pumping out the truth. They're pumping out their take, their version, the Trump, the MAGA world version of the truth. Don't get vaccinated. Don't wear a mask. Freedom. January 6th, oh, that's no worse than the Black Lives Matter. Well, it's quite a bit different because these small circumstances that turned into quote-unquote riots around the nation, Black Lives Matter protest, you know the biggest difference? They weren't trying to overturn the outcome of the United States presidential election. They weren't trying to overturn the government. Small distinction, skosh different, as far as I'm concerned. So if you want to help in the short run, we ain't broke, but we will spend your money and we will apply it towards promotion of what we got going on here. And just as recently as last night, we got hedge funders, you know, that took interest in what I'm doing here and they want my business plan. What would I do if someone gave me the money to go and do it all over, all across the United States? And I said, you know what? I got bigger responsibilities to my state right now. I have an obligation to tell the truth in my state, not to the Democratic Party, not to Tony Evers or Sarah Godlewski or any other Democrat, but to all the people of the state of Wisconsin. The truth is the truth. And we tell the truth and we name names. So I got some names to name. This credit to Matt Rothschild at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I'm going to read briefly from his writings. Here in Wisconsin, we've had our collaborators in the January 6th coup attempted by far-right Trumpites. And I'm not even referring to the six Wisconsinites who were charged with crimes in the U.S. Capitol that day. I'm referring instead to Republican activists and elected officials who schemed to subvert the Electoral College vote or who have continued to perpetrate the big lie and thereby sabotage the people's faith in our elections to this day. First, in December of 2020, a group of 10 Republicans took it upon themselves to certify, air quotes, that Trump had won the election here. And if you're not from Wisconsin, Trump didn't win Wisconsin. And they pretended to be Wisconsin's electors to the Electoral College. And here are the false and fraudulent electors. Carol Bruner, Mary Burstrin, Daryl Carson, Bill Behan, Scott Grabens. I know you, Scott. We appeared on a panel together on a Sunday morning show. Scott, you are the Republican Party chair of Dane County, Wisconsin. You also perpetrated fraud, Scott. Andrew Hitt. Andrew used to be the Republican Party chair of the state of Wisconsin. He also perpetrated fraud. Kathy Kiernan, Kelly Rue, Robert Spindell, Bob Spindell. I mentioned him quite a bit. He is literally a Wisconsin elections commissioner, and he was one of the 10 fraudulent Trump electors. And this is fraud. Pam Travis, the other one. A little bit more here from my pal Matt Rothschild. Then on January 5th, 2021, of all days, 15 Republican state legislators from Wisconsin, along with Republican legislators from Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, signed a letter to Vice President Pence, urging him to delay the counting of the electoral votes for at least 10 days to allow the legislatures in these states to decertify the electors who were sent to the Electoral College and to certify their own slates. You remember the fraudulent ones that created fraudulent documents? Well, that was the plan. And let me name those names as well. Here are the elected, state elected leaders, Republicans all, who tried to, what, have the vice president basically decertify the electors of the state of Wisconsin and kick it back to them to decide that Donald Trump actually had won the state of Wisconsin despite the will of our voters. Their names include Wisconsin State Senator Andre Jacques, Rep. Janelle Branchen. I would point out Janelle Branchen, Republican from Menomonee Falls, she heads up the Assembly Elections Commission. Rick Gundrum, Robert Brooks from Saukville, Cody Horlocker from Maguanago, Dan Canodal from Germantown, Gay Manapisi from Dresser, Dave Murphy from Greenville, Jeff Mersau from Cribbets, Joe Sanfilippo, you've been on the show, Joe. He's from West Berlin. Michael Schra from Oshkosh, Timothy Rantham from Campbellsport, Shay Sortwell, one of Dominic's favorites. Sortwell's from Two Rivers. He is sort of the moral compass of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin. He's the guy that left a alderman position when he was alleged to have beat his kids. Alleged. Jeremy Thiedsfeld, Republican from Fond du Lac. Chuck Wiggers, Republican from Muskego. And Matt also takes note of the fact that Rep. Branchin is the chair of the Assembly Committee on Elections, where she's been holding one biased hearing after another to air her conspiracy theories. Now, these are electeds. They currently have positions of power in the state of Wisconsin. And none of these elected officials, according to Matt, nor any of the false electors, has had to account for their disgraceful role in this sinister plot. Since January 6, 2021, we have continued to see denialism about Biden's legitimacy. Rep. Rantham, we mentioned him, guy that tried to get me arrested about a year ago, introduced a resolution in November to retroactively decertify Wisconsin's electors to the Electoral College. Denialism about the subversion of January 6th, see Ron Johnson, the introduction of anti-voter bills, and an all-out assault on the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission. So that's what they've been up to in my backyard. Hope you got those names. If you missed them, we're going to publish them right on our Facebook page. And they're also going to be on the podcast, so you can find them there. But we think this is kind of important stuff going on, because right now, we got a guy doing a partisan fishing expedition. His name is Michael Gableman. He's a former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. And he's out there threatening elections officials if they won't, give testimony. Hell, he's trying to subpoena voting machines in counties that didn't use the voting machines. Dominion voting machines. You remember the big lawsuits, the defamation lawsuits? Well, Gableman's going to retrace that ground here in the state of Wisconsin. And this very same guy went out to Maricopa County and he went to the Cyber Pillow Guys Cyber Symposium, learned lots about allegations of fraud and conspiracies. But I find it quite interesting. Maricopa County in Arizona today. You know what they said? Nothing to see here. The cyber ninjas, they're full of you know what. And Joe Biden rightfully won Maricopa County. Joe Biden won the state of Arizona. Joe Biden won the presidency. And oh yeah, they might not have said it, but I'm going to say it. What happened 1 year ago today was an act of domestic terrorism. And those Wisconsin Republicans that we just named by name, they either committed fraud being false electors. They said, I will commit fraud. If you made that same sort of fraudulent representation on a bank loan form, your ass would be sitting in prison. So why can you go and commit fraud and perpetrate, or at least try to perpetrate a fraud, and just because you're unsuccessful, just because they turned down your loan on your fraudulent documents, doesn't mean you're not criminal. So anyways, a little short of breath. Feel like Ron DeSantis over here. Hope I don't have COVID. Tell you about that. You see Ron DeSantis? You saw Ron. Couldn't keep his breath. Couldn't get out the words. I feel that way sometimes. I'm a little breathless talking to you fine people. So anyways, the truth does matter. And here we are. We're doing our best to tell the truth. Not just Crudy. Evan and Luke and Brian and Earl and Matt and the Native Roots Radio and Pizza Box Mike and my next guest, Mark Thompson, who's going to start doing a show on Monday nights, the Paul Revere Show. Mark is an attorney. He's a Wisconsin elections commissioner. He has been threatened with imprisonment for doing his job during a pandemic. He's got a lot to say. He's joining me next. And finally, if you want to help us, send some money. We'll spend it on radio and tell them the truth. Find us, Devil Radio 92.7. Support the station. We always appreciate when you do. Now stick around. I got a fine guest. Mark Thompson joins me next. Wisconsin elections commissioner. Ass kicker, friend of mine, Mark Thompson.
There's a special place in hell
for Republicans who